Hey, America.
Start listening. No,
we'll never get it right. I'm convinced. Sounds like fun.
Not great.
Well, now that we've recounted all of the, gone over all of the Eurovision would-be entrants, time to actually take a look at both the semifinals.
Exciting.
In honor of that, I'm going to be reciting the entire screenplay from the 2008 comedy masterpiece, Semi-Pro, starring Andre 3000 of Outkast.
Wait, what?
Age one, exterior day.
Really?
Wait, is he really doing this?
Yes.
Okay.
Andre 3000 walks into a large...
And welcome to another bawdy episode of 12 Points from America, the Eurovision Song Contest podcast from America, the country with a structured settlement who needs cash now. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Danny.
And I'm Sam.
This is better when you don't know what I'm going to say for those.
Exactly. Yeah. The elements of surprise that you bring week after That's week, right. Eric. Worth its weight in platinum.
Eric knows drama. Yeah. So we did a thing this week.
We did.
Yeah.
Much excitement. Yeah, we were invited by the fine folks over at Eurostream 2020 to be the hosts for their live streamed second semifinal to find out who the alternate winner of the Eurovision Song Contest would have been. Fun times. It was a big honor. It was a lot of fun.
This really was great.
Yeah.
This was really cool to do. We had fun with Zoom backgrounds.
Maybe too much fun.
Probably too much fun with Zoom backgrounds. It was really, really cool. And it was immensely cool to see our pretty faces on the internet for thousands upon thousands of people.
We definitely gave them a taste of what it's going to be like when America gets the American Song Contest, which is basically just going to be, you know, as many green screen explosions as we can fit in.
If you are listening to us for the first time because you saw us on the show, thank you. Thanks for checking us out and giving us a listen. You can also check us out on our social media platforms of various platforms, which include the Twitter. We are on Twitter at 12pointsUSA. We are also on Facebook at 12pointsUSA. You can send us all kinds of happy and angry emails at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. I expect our next episode is going to be just reading our hate mail out loud from the show. And 12pointsforamerica.com. You can see pictures of us and listen to old episodes and win a donkey, I think, is still up. That's all you can do on the website.
Good times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we've spent the last 2 years previewing the 2020 Eurovision songs, but we got through all of them. We did it. We made it.
For better, for worse.
Yeah. There was a lot of better and a bit of worse. We had a decent amount of both. But now the time has come
for you to lip sync for your life.
I know. Before we read off the results, I would actually like to say that this year felt unusual. Like there was a almost mathematical distribution to the amount of great, good, fine, and utterly forgettable content, and then really bad stuff. It felt like we had just a little bit on the extremes, and then we had a lot in the middle. It felt great. Like when I looked back at all of these songs, I was like, there really are just like 2 to 3 great songs in every semifinal. There's 2 to 3 songs that I never want to hear again in my life. The core five are going to bring a wide array of garbage or treasure. It's great. This year feels like, unusually, if people are watching Eurovision or paying attention to it for the first time because they're shut in from the pandemic, this is a good year to start.
It's interesting though, like we keep talking about wanting to flatten the curve. I kind of wanted to flatten the bell curve of Eurovision this year. I wanted more of like the absolute standout incredible songs and more of the absolute dreck. I feel like we had a lot of songs kind of squished up in the middle. Like you said, the bell curve was just very, very belly this year.
Very belly. Very belly. Gaussian. It was a Gaussian AF.
Yes.
This is the first year though in a while where the winner wasn't the clear front runner from the beginning. Like last year, the second Arcade was released, it was number one in the betting odds by like 25%, 35%.
And no one ever touched him.
And no one ever even got close. And Toy came out. They were the clear front runner for a long time. And then Fuego kind of put a challenge
up near the end, but yeah.
It's up near the end, but not enough to really overtake it. And it's it was so nice to have a year where you had no idea. Like, it could have gone 10 different directions easily.
Yeah, I would have loved to see. I feel like it's a race between 3 or 4 songs, but that's still crazy exciting.
Yeah, and that, you know, that means you could have ended up with an absolute outlier taking it and surprising everybody, like Azerbaijan did in 2011, where everybody was looking at about 4 or 5 other songs, and then suddenly, whoops, we're off to Baku.
Yeah, could have split the vote, and Crash could have won again.
Yep. I also want to give this year props for its diversity. This is one of the least white Eurovisions in recent memory, which is very cool. We had Eden from Israel, who's Ethiopian.
Ethiopian Israeli, but yeah.
Jean-Gu McCroy from the Netherlands, who is from Suriname. Ben from Ben and Tan, his dad is from Madagascar, which is cool. What am I forgetting? There's a bunch.
Malta. Destiny's father was born in Nigeria, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, Vincent Bueno. Vincent Bueno is Filipino, and
Dani Freire is a wildling from north of the wall.
It was a wonderfully diverse contest. Really was.
This would have been a really, really exciting Eurovision.
Like I said, this would have been a great one to start, especially since, like, it doesn't matter.
Oh,
it's a good one to get invested because if anyone wins, it's not real.
Yeah. Well, speaking of wins that aren't real, let's get to our results, our results of our voting. So here's what we did for the semifinals. Each of us gave 12 points to our favorite song from each semifinal, then 10, then 8, and then 7, and down to 1. Just like real countries, we are each a country. For the purposes of this, 10 songs from each semifinal will advance to the 12 points for America Grand Final, at which point we will do something else.
Yeah, we'll come up with some other system on the fly. We'll make it work. We'll make it work.
Yeah, we're kind of making this up as we go. No, we're not. That's not true. We're very smart and good. Okay, so as the unofficial, official Jan Ulesand of this group, I am here to tell you that we have a result for semifinal number 1. So let's get a quick rundown of who is in semifinal 1. The first half, this is what we know at this point. Apparently, we are going to find out what the real running order would have been. They're going to tell us that, which is kind of fun. That's really cool. They're going to tell us that and who would have won.
That is a lie.
The running order part is true. Apparently, they did set those, and we're still going to find out what they were. But we aren't going to worry about running order. We're just going to tell you that the first semi-final would have opened with some combination of Australia, Belarus, Ireland, Lithuania, North Macedonia, Russia, Slovenia, and Sweden. And then it would have finished with some combination of Azerbaijan, Belgium, Croatia, Cyprus, Israel, Malta, Norway, Romania, and Ukraine. All right, before we go to the votes, what are we thinking is going to happen here?
I have a feeling that Danny is going to flip his table over by the end of the night, just out of sheer rage, just flip.
Twice.
I'm confident in only 2 countries for sure, for sure. I have a good handle on Malta's chances, and I'm pretty sure, Derek hates it. Not Russia. I'm going to say Ireland win.
Ireland win or Ireland qualify?
Oh, no. Advance. Qualify. Advance. Those 2 are ones that I'm fairly certain.
Okay. Well, all right.
I was going to say, when I looked at the list, if the contest had moved forward, I was fairly confident there were 8 countries from each semi that would have easily qualified. And then the other 2 were kind of up in the air.
Yeah. Same. Agreed. The only difference is that the songs that I want to qualify and the songs that would have qualified are often very, very different.
Always going to be different. So it's, you know, we're going to be reading at least a slight portion of each of our quote countries jury votes. And whenever that happens during the actual show, I'm always amazed at the choices that some of these countries make. It's always like, oh, and here's the vote from, you know, here's the vote from Greece. Guess what? They love Cyprus, sure, but they're voting for Spain for some, and it's terrible. Great.
Spain isn't even in the semifinal. Neither is Greece, for that matter.
I'm talking about, like, at the end of the, like, on the, at
the grand final. It is kind of interesting to see, like, how many songs we get to see performed live before the show. Like, if they do a national final and they do, like, some decent production, we can have a good sense of, well, this is what it would have looked like. I have a pretty good sense of what Ukraine would have looked like when they performed it live. And I can look at that and say, okay, this is relatively what the staging we would have gotten, and I can judge it based on that versus, I'm trying to think of another country here, Malta, we never got to really see live.
Azerbaijan.
Czech Republic, the UK.
So, shall we roll on with the votes then?
I think we should. So each of us are going to give our 8 points, then our 10 points, then our 12 points. The rest will remain shrouded in mystery until I un-mysterize everything. And tell you...
And pull the curtain away from the Statmotron and reveal the man working inside.
Yep, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
well, Eric, let's start with you. Let's hear your 8, 10, and 12.
All right. So, the nation of Eric. I didn't come up with a funny name for my country. I have awarded 8 points to Ireland.
Boo. Ooh. Oh, sorry. We're not doing this.
Story of My Life by Leslie Roy. We had talked about this one was like the grower of the year. I think everybody kind of just was like, oh, okay, nice work, Ireland. Mm-hmm. Enjoy 11th place or whatever.
that was your line.
That was.
It was my line. It was my line. And I want to note, it did not qualify in Eurostream, which was a huge bummer.
Yeah.
Huge, huge, huge bummer, I guess.
Well, we didn't host that side, so that's maybe true. That's why.
Yeah, our bias didn't get to... help.
Yeah.
Speaking of countries that did not qualify at Eurostream, my 10 points went to Ukraine. That's Goa with Solovey. Mm-hmm. An absolute bop that, as I think Danny put it once, cannot believe that it works as well as it does.
Yeah.
It's just so good. So, so, so good. And the Nation of Eric awards its 12 points. I'm really glad that I am not in the same room as the rest of you to tell you that my 12 points sounds like this.
Oh, God.
Azerbaijan, Cleopatra.
I can't believe that's still your 12. I thought you would have grown up by now.
Nope. I'm using a Zoom background of mini Europe. What do you think?
Oh, my God. It's great. All right. We already know what you think about
judgment.
Azerbaijan.
No judgment.
Yeah. Are you sure about that?
Shame.
Anyone else want to?
I will.
Shame. Okay.
I'll start off my top three saying Azerbaijan was not even, I didn't give them a single point. I will say that. So the former Yugoslav Republic of Danny gives his 8 points to a country that should surprise no one here. My 8 points goes to Russia.
Okay.
Love it. It'll never stop. Like I said, I can't tell you how many times I watched that music video / listened to it after being exposed to it the first time. Couldn't stop. This would have been a great performance.
You're the reason it's at 80 million views.
Okay, I know.
You know how many points I gave Russia?
Oh, 0 points?
Uno.
Ooh. Oh. I gave my 10 points to Ireland. I gave my 10 points to Story of My Life. It's too good. It's a song that stands on its own two legs outside the contest, which is a huge thing that I'm looking for every time. And I gave my 12 points to... What do we got here? Oh, Norway.
Huh.
I wound up giving my 12 points to Norway. I really like the genuine feel of this song. And I know that Sam had a little bit of detraction for this just because it sounds like a passage from a musical. Or maybe that wasn't Sam. Maybe it was one of the other guys.
I did say that, but that wasn't why I disliked it. But
I also know why you you also dislike it, because it's kind of sexist.
Simpering is the word I would have
used. Oh, yeah, it's a little bit demeaning in some ways, but I like it. That's right. I like the song that demeans women.
Jesus, man.
Wow.
I like this song because I think that its theme is something different than that. I think this is just a great personal song about just a woman who wants someone's attention. I want the attention of my love. And she's, I think, the best singer in the contest. I think she's
certainly well sung.
I think she's got the best voice in the contest.
I hope she comes back, or at least tries again.
She will not be doing so next year. She'll be coming back as an interval act. She has been offered the invitation by the Norwegian national final, and she's politely declined.
And 2 years.
Maybe 2 years. She has no expiration date.
She needs that attention. She can't wait that long.
All right, Derek.
I can't wait to hear out of context tweets saying, citing Danny Bopava, he likes the song that demeans women.
And welcome again to all of our new listeners.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Nice work, Danny.
If you have an issue with anything Danny has said, you can tweet him at, what was it, Danny V 12 points?
Danny V 12 points, which is a count that doesn't exist.
Okay, I'm just going to say I'm really impressed that we haven't picked any of the same songs so far.
Eric and I picked Ireland.
Oh, yeah, Ireland. Yeah. But a pretty different. I'm not what I was expecting.
Yeah.
My 8 points goes to Malta.
Okay.
I'm shocked no one else has picked her yet.
Well, she didn't make it that high, but she is on my list.
Yeah, I think it's quite a good song compared to a lot of the other ones. Symphonics has proven to be a pretty reliable source of music. I look forward to the 4 or 5 songs they contribute next year.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
My 10 points goes to Lithuania. Kind of shocked this one hasn't come up yet. It's catchy as all hell. Danny doesn't care for it.
Remind me what that one is again.
It's the one that's not Clocks from Coldplay.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Roof.
The Roof on
roof.
Fire.
The Roof They're on Fire.
It's a fantastic song for what it is. I mean, and I love the performance. I think it'd been really cool to see him, but I won't. Mm-hmm. And my number one, and I'm going to preface this by saying, I'm going to quote Jedward at their jury statement at Junior Eurovision a couple years ago when they said, I'm looking for a song that shows me something I've never seen before and takes me to a place I've never been.
Oh, God.
What?
Are you about to say Azerbaijan?
Do it.
My
Do
12
it.
Points goes to Australia.
Oh, there we go.
All right.
And I know
Azerbaijan.
It tells us such an incredible story, and the staging was just a phenomenal like achievement. And I really wanted to see that honed and like perfected. But oh well. And that's me. Sam, what do you got for us?
All right. This is the Most Serene Republic of Samantha calling.
Oh, I didn't get my mega country name. Let's go with Derek Stan.
Derek Stan.
Derekistan, yeah.
Derekistan. All right. My 8 points I had to give to Malta. Mm-hmm. Destiny is such an incredible force, such a talent. And I've known about her career since 2015 now, and I'm still blown away every single time I hear her sing. She's just such a powerful, powerful force at the age of 17, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for her. And the song is just immediate and uplifting, and it's so well suited to her voice. Yeah. Thrilled with this. 10 points I give to Ukraine. Solovey, like I'd said before, when Ukraine missed out on attending the contest last year, I feel like they doubled down and just like condensed the Ukraininity into a 3-minute package.
The Ukrainescence.
Yes, this is purely distilled Ukrainescence with a little flower crown on top and a little simplistic dance that even my klutzy self can do. And I absolutely love it. And there's so many parts of this that I feel like I should hate, but maybe I owe a debt of gratitude to Polyshev from Tulia, last year's Polish song, for kind of beginning to train my ear to the sound
of
white singing.
I was thinking the exact same thing. Yeah. It was like the Poland walked so that Ukraine could run this year.
Yes, exactly. So I absolutely love this. It just speaks to the approximately 1/4 to 1/8 of myself that calls Ukraine my homeland.
The motherland,
yes. So that leads to my 12 points. Ironically, it's also a country where I have heritage. I have to give it to the Roop, Lithuania.
Represent.
Absolutely. I
have heritage in the Roop.
If only. The song is catchy and immediate and intriguing, even just on a purely musical level. And then when you kind of delve into the lyrics and what he's actually trying to say, even though the lyrics are super, super simple, there is actually a really deep meaning, especially to those of us who are in our mid-30s.
And on fire.
Yes. Yeah. So it just hit home. And it's, yeah, I just keep coming back to the word intriguing. I want to know more. And I want
It's a quality that precious few songs this year and any year have. Hmm. And I think it's only to their credit. I think Switzerland has that quality too.
Yeah.
And that when you're done with it, you're like,
huh,
well, I want to hear it again just because I want to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, it's not all laid out there right away.
Right. You just kind of want to process it and mm-hmm. and chew it up a little bit. It's really wonderful. And it's one of those songs like Malta that it just like uplifts me in such a way. And it's hard for me to put my finger on it. It's a sort of minimalist bop, which seems like a contradiction in terms.
There's a real minimalism to it, which is very Eastern European.
Yeah, but it's still an absolute bop at the same time. Hmm. I mean, part of me would have loved to have seen this at the Euro Club, only I know it would have been a whole bunch of drunken people flailing their arms wildly, and somebody would have lost an eye. Mm-hmm. But, oh, God, so good. The Roop. Yes. 12 points. 12 points.
The Roop. All right. So we have a result.
Woo!
For semifinal. First, some random stats.
Damn it.
There are... Shut up. There are 4 countries that we all voted for.
Okay. Only four.
Okay.
And we all voted for 10 songs out of the 18.
Yes.
That's impressive.
Yep.
How many songs did no one vote for?
One.
Really?
There is one song with no.
What was it?
We'll find out.
Okay.
Okay.
In addition to that, let's see. There is no tie.
Okay, good.
The songs in 11th to 12th place are tied at 1 point behind the song.
Oh!
Ooh!
Wow!
This is the peril of a small sample size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Okay. Keep that in mind when we figure out how to grade the final. Anyway, I have used our friend of the show, random.org, to allow me to give you the qualifiers in a random order, because that's how Eurovision does it, mm-hmm. and that's how 12 points.
Oh, they use random.com?
Yeah, they use random.org. All right. Our first qualifier to the final is Norway.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Norway.
Congratulations, me.
Congratulations, Danny's pick. Second qualifier is Belgium.
Yeah.
Belgium made it. This is a song we haven't talked about.
They deserve to go through. Yeah. They deserve to go through.
Absolutely.
Haven't talked about this song at all. It is one of the four songs we all voted for.
Hey. Really?
Nice.
It is the only one of the ones we all voted for that is not in the top three.
Oh.
And I don't want to say too much about placement besides that, because I don't want to skew any potential future voting results. Mm-hmm. I'm a good Jan Ula, damn it. third country to qualify to the 12 Points of America final is Malta.
Yeah.
Not a huge shock there. Not a huge shock there whatsoever.
I feel like with Malta, if you didn't love it, you at least
respect it.
Yeah, it's hard to see someone just not liking it at all, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Next up, our fourth country to make it through is North Macedonia.
Yeah!
What? Really?
I need to hear these scores now.
Yeah.
North Macedonia.
I will possibly claim responsibility for this. North Macedonia, I gave 7 points.
I think it needed more than seven. Really?
I just like North Macedonia's song, and it sounds like you guys all gave him maybe two or three each. All right.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. Next up, making it to the final is going to be Lithuania.
Uh-huh. Yay!
Mention that.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. All right, moving on. So we have half our qualifiers now. Anyone getting nervous about any of their favorites? No? Okay, moving on. Our sixth qualifier is Russia.
Yeah.
Russia
of course they did.
Has survived and made the final.
Russia has such a Eurovision appeal, too. When Little Big submits a song and a video like this to Eurovision, there's no way you can say no to it.
They understand the formula.
They know what they know where they're competing.
All right, let's get another one off the list. Qualifier number 7 is Ireland.
Yeah.
Yay.
Ireland, good. You made it through to something. Way to go.
I did see a great tweet today, which is basically like, Ireland, when it comes to the coronavirus, Ireland is just abiding by Eurovision rules, which is if we're doing better than Great Britain, we're great.
Yep, sounds about right. Well,
congratulations, Ireland, on multiple fronts. Moving on, our next qualifier. This is our eighth qualifier of the evening. Ukraine.
Yeah.
Ukraine has made it through. We've all extolled our et ceteras on Ukraine. Yes. All right.
Oof, only two left.
Only two left. Only two left. Okay. The ninth qualifier.
Tell me.
Azerbaijan. Don't sigh at me.
We all tried to blank it. It didn't work.
I
wonder how many points it got. I'll bet it got.
It just kept bubbling up for me.
It got more than 12.
Okay.
Yeah, Danny. It'll happen to you.
I know,
anyway, there's one left.
One left.
Who is it going to be?
We need to drag this out for like 5 minutes.
Yes.
Just like a real Eurovision.
Yeah.
Did Sweden get all 500 points it needed to beat the Netherlands? Spoilers, no.
They did not.
No, they did not.
91 points.
Reaction GIF was born. Anyway, our final qualifier is Australia. So congratulations, Derek. Your pick made it through.
I was getting worried there for a second.
Yeah. Now, before we go to semifinal two, mm-hmm. let's give a quick loving goodbye to the countries that did not make it.
I'll
we had
the Sarah McLachlan in the background.
Yep. Belarus.
I gave them my 6 points, damn it.
I gave Belarus to one. I liked it. Can I say I'm actually very chuffed with the results. My top seven all went through. So
Danny, I'm just gonna note you did not give Belarus points. Just so you know.
Liar. You lied.
Sorry. That's the one that I changed at the last.
Danny.
In approximately alphabetical order, Belarus, Croatia, Cyprus, Israel, Romania, Slovenia, and Sweden.
No points for Sweden. Goodbye.
Are out.
Romania was a surprise.
Was it?
I thought everyone would have given a few points. But
Romania again?
Alcohol you.
Alcohol. No. Fake news.
The fake news song.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations to our qualifiers.
Good spread. Some folks we don't always see making it to the final.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Shall we move on? Shall we move on to semifinal?
Yeah, bring it.
All right. We don't have an interval act or anything, so we're just going to roll.
I was the interval act. It was.
Yeah, you singing Sarah McLachlan? Yeah.
That was the Sad Dog commercial song.
Oh, God, don't remind me.
Semifinal 2, first half, we were going to have, in some order, Austria, Czech Republic, Estonia, Greece, Iceland, Moldova, Poland, San Marino, and Serbia. Second half, and so the end of our semifinal extravaganza, be some order of Albania, Armenia, Bulgaria, Denmark, Finland, Georgia, Latvia, Portugal, and Switzerland. Now, let's see. Any predictions here?
Yes.
Anything you think isn't going to make it?
Ooh.
Maybe surprising in that it does not make it.
That it'll
surprising?
Fall?
Surprising in that it won't make it?
You see, I found this semifinal so, so hard to predict to begin with.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, it was really a bit of a grab bag.
I'm positive that there are three songs that are going to go through, but after that, I don't know.
Yeah, and knowing our group, I can think of at least, I think of three that'll probably go through, but... knowing what the full contest would have brought, no idea, especially the semifinal. This is
I'm
the
gonna
weird
go out
one.
On a limb. I'm gonna say 0 points for Estonia. I'm gonna say that if they got 1 or 2 points up, I wouldn't doubt it, but I'm gonna say 0 points for Estonia.
All right,
not surprising.
Anybody else?
As much as I think it's pretty, I think the same fate might fall for Portugal as well.
They are like a beast or famine country.
They really are.
Like what they bring to the contest.
That's
I'm gonna
a
go ahead
very
and predict. I'm going to go ahead and predict that San Marino is going to qualify.
Oh, from us? Yeah.
Yeah, of course. San Marino's top three.
San Marino's one of those top three.
Okay.
All right. Should we start with Dyrekistan this time?
Let's go backwards.
Yes.
Oh, the Serenissima Republica de Samantha?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that Samantha? Samantha Tina? Is she back?
She's still breathing.
We'll see what happens after the semifinal, I guess. But yes, I guess it's not really fair that the Most Serene Republic of Sam votes for San Marino, but I totally did. It gets to my eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
Yep. I never said that this is a deep or life-changing song. That'll probably come a little bit later, but it's infectious and I cannot stop smiling every single time I hear it. Sinit is so engaging. Maybe it's just for San Marino, it's like when you get a puppy, a very small little puppy, maybe the run to the litter. And the first time that it doesn't poop on the rug, but like actually goes outside with the way that you trained it to. And you just, you're even prouder of that puppy than ever. I am so happy that San Marino didn't poop on my rug this year.
I know.
But it's such a perfectly accurate analogy.
But it still manages to be that same puppy. It's still the
same. I mean,
weird,
the puppy's
poopy
still
puppy.
It's still like a little run to the litter. Like it's still kind of clumsy and, you know, doesn't quite know how water bowls work yet, but you just love it so much anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, oh, you're trying your best. And you know, for a fact, for that puppy, that is the most incredible thing that it's accomplished. Like it's learned something, it's growing. And this metaphor has gone way too far, but damn it, I'm giving San Marino my eight.
Yeah.
All right. Changing gears completely. I gave Switzerland John's Tears with Répondez-moi my 10 points. You know, like many songs before it, I feel something with this, and it's not like the hapless little puppy feels. It's really beautiful, emotional, deep, personal, introspective lyrics. Something out of a college art exhibition, which sometimes I would find completely alienating and just kind of up its own butt. But this is This feels very genuine, very honest to me. And I cannot wait to see what he does next year. I hope that it's at the same level. So yeah, Switzerland, 10 points. And finally, probably no surprise to anybody who knows me, but I have to give my 12 points wholeheartedly to Iceland.
Finland. Oh.
Similar flags, I guess.
What did you say?
Iceland.
Ah, okay, that's what I said.
Yeah. Daði gagna magnið. Think about things. It's a similar kind of feel to Lithuania, only even more self-aware. And again, I normally don't like songs that are so self-aware of what they are in the contest. It's one of those weird songs where it's not self-referential to the contest, and yet it touches on tropes in a very clever way, like the music video, the sort of talent competition aspect in the music video, even the way that the wind machine kicks on at just the right time. It's very self-aware without being like, we're a Eurovision song. It's tongue-in-cheek while still being very, very sweet and very smart. It's engaging. It's heartfelt in a similar way that Switzerland was, but also in a very, very different way. And knowing the backstory of the song, that it's coming from something so lovely about the birth of a man's first child. It's just freaking heartwarming. And I just want to be friends with Gagna Magnith and get a sweatshirt. Yeah, so yes, Iceland, deuce point, no doubt. Who's next? I think we have to go to Derek after that because it's you can't see this at home.
City. Yeah, Derek Stan City. He's shaking his head. Oh boy, I can't wait. All right, Derek.
Bring it. Okay. Is the Serenissima Republica about to declare war on Direkistan?
I'm looking at the results, and
yes?
Maybe.
Is it a yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe.
Number 8 goes to a country that earned it maybe a little bit more, but I'll give them 8. It is Bulgaria, an incredibly painful song sung in a very tender and subtle way. Sorry, guys. Good luck next year. My 10 points, I'm just going to say it, go to Armenia.
Oh, dude, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Still like it. Don't care.
This is Chainsaw U, everyone.
I know.
Just noting that Derek voted for Chainsaw U.
Yep.
Just pointing that out.
Still like it.
Okay.
Oh, God. I have no idea what he's going to do.
Because it looks like you need it.
I'm processing.
You're 10 points. The second best song of this entire semifinal.
Yes.
But now I'm trying to figure out what's your 12?
That's obvious, isn't it?
Is it? Nothing is obvious to me anymore, Derek.
I mean, now I don't know.
The world has gone topsy-turvy. 12 points goes to Switzerland.
Okay.
It's brilliant. I hope he can do as good or better next year. He's young, who knows, but I think he can pull something off.
This Maybe he's going to come out of this quarantine with a buzzed head. Like
that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Make him a little bit less French. So there you go.
I'd be on the edge of my seat. I thought you were going to say like Poland at the end.
Poland is kind of high up, actually. I'm surprised.
Being less French is what Tom Lieb did. And we know what happened there. So,
Government mandated revamp.
I absolutely love that. Parliament has decided your song sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Danny?
Yeah.
What you got for us?
Former Yugoslav Republic of Danny.
Well, this just in, it's North Danny now.
Yeah. Country formerly known. My 8 points go to San Marino. I don't feel like that's a
surprise. This song is already doing way better than it should be.
It might just be a surprise that I didn't put it at 12. I think that's what listeners and you guys might have been surprised at. I love San Marino's songs. The song is dumb and fun and gay.
What?
10, but the gays love it. The gays love that song. I feel like they got all of the, you know, the Azerbaijan tried to get in there with all of the gay appeal and they went, no, have you seen Sunny? 10 points, 10 points, moving right along. 10 points go to Iceland. It's great. Sam said everything that I wanted to say.
Ha!
10 points go to Iceland. He's 6'11" and he's full of talent in every inch. And my 12
really,
points.
Every inch, really?
Yeah. And my 12 points go to Switzerland. So I don't know if Switzerland doesn't make it, it's because Eric gave them -30 points.
It is my scoring system. So
Switzerland, possibly next to Italy, which of course doesn't have to go through the semifinals, I think is the most genuine song, just in its emotions. I know Derek doesn't believe that. Derek thinks that Italians are all liars.
Yep.
But I love Switzerland. I love John's tears as the former. I would have loved to see what effects they could have put on stage with this. But this is a song that I feel deserves more than any to me.
The sound of my cat. It's time for the Nation of Eric to announce its votes. Eric calling. Always wanted to do that.
Ding a ding ding.
Yeah. Ding a ding ding. All right, time to piss some people off. My 8 points.
It's gonna go to Denmark because you've got
go
such a thing for Denmark.
Greece.
Okay. Huh.
I am a fan. I'm a big, big fan. This one has really stuck with me as a very, very just perfectly crafted piece of ethnopop. Supergirl by Stefania gets my 8 points. Shut up, Danny. My 10 points go to Switzerland.
Yay! Everybody
gave
big winner. Yeah.
Lots of points. Hmm. Lots of points to Switzerland. And the Nation of Eric Awards, it's 12 points to Denmark.
Of course, I wish I would have laid money on this. Of course you liked Ben. Of course
there was,
like,
there was time.
Of course you liked Ben and Tan.
I do like Ben and or Tan. No, I think this time. This is I don't know. There's just something so wonderfully sweet about this. And I really love this song. I don't know. That's that. I talked about it in some other episode, I'm sure. So
that was one of our early reviews. Yeah. Denmark was one of the first.
It was so long ago now.
I didn't give it 0 points, but I feel like all the points that I gave it were just their chemistry as performers. Say what you will about the song, but those two work great.
I actually ranked it relatively high.
I gave it more points than I should have.
Wow. Okay. All right. So,
do we have a result?
We have random.org.
I can confirm that we have a result, and I will tell you the qualifiers in a random order. But first, more stats. This semi also had 4 songs that we all voted for.
Mm-hmm.
This one also has 2 songs that are 1 point behind 10th place.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Any zeros?
And there are 2
oof
zeros in this semifinal.
Wow.
Can you at least tell me 0 points to Estonia?
What do you think?
Yes?
Estonia we'll come back to 7.
I got it. Oh, you got
it. I'm just kidding. No.
All right.
Being mean to Uku. Okay.
Uku.
Uku.
All right. Where are our qualifiers? Jan.
Our first qualifier, which will again be given in a random order, is Denmark.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That doesn't feel random to me. Eric out.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But he's got the scores.
That's right. I do. And I'm going to use the scores to tell you.
Are you
sure
you're not just pulling a Faye Dunaway and you're just holding on to the envelope for the last thing that you read?
Yes. I didn't say Azerbaijan qualified again.
God. Okay.
although if it could. Anyway, our second qualifier is the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Czech Republic has made it through.
I feel like it probably got
any of the top points.
Probably got middling votes for everyone.
Yeah,
our third qualifier. Right. Third qualifier tonight is Iceland.
Yeah.
What? How could this have happened?
If you think that's crazy, you're not going to believe that our fourth qualifier is Switzerland.
What?
No way.
Boo!
How could this have happened?
This is rigged.
The entire stadium erupts in boos.
John sheds actual tears.
John's actual jeteers.
Get him on eBay. Next up, our fifth qualifier of the second semifinal of the official 12 points from America Eurovision Spectacular. This is the real result, people. It's Austria.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Welcome, Austria, to our grand final.
Who's
voting for these songs? Jeez.
Vincenzo Buenito. He makes it through. Good for him.
Yeah, Bueno.
Good for him. Let's see. Our next qualifier, sixth of the evening, is Poland.
Okay. What?
Poland. Welcome to the final, Alicia, with Empires.
Poland.
Yeah. Poland, you are in. Way to go.
Oh. Good for her.
Yeah.
Sam seems genuinely shocked by this.
Okay. All right. I mean, I can't say I'm like flabbergasted that it went through because I, after all, did give it 1 point. But I don't know if I'm pleased. I am just a little bit surprised that Poland made it through. Good for her. Go, Alicia.
Go, Alicia. Our seventh qualifier of the second semifinal is Greece. Supergirl has made it through. Shut up, Danny. Our eighth qualifier. Did I skip one? No, I didn't. Mm-mm. Eighth qualifier is making their return to the contest, Bulgaria.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Bulgaria. Okay, we have two qualifiers left. Who could they be? This is really fun. If you ever get a chance to do this, you should do it.
I swear to God, I know what the lowest score was.
If the next word that you say starts with an S and does not end in Anne Marie, I know what it's going to be, and I'll hate it. Please tell me what number 9 is.
It's San Marino.
Yay!
All right.
And our final...
Choose your 10th qualifier very carefully, Eric.
Well, the thing is that we chose this 10th qualifier, and it is...
Yes.
Congratulations to Armenia.
Oh, my... How could you do this, Derek?
Derek!
How could you do this to us?
That's it. Derek's out of the podcast. Oh, man.
Can you tell us what the minimum score was to qualify for these? You don't have to tell us the country, just could one person have single-handedly gotten us on qualified?
In the case of both semifinals, yes.
Okay. Ooh, this might have been all on me.
Dude!
Each semifinal had one qualifier that had only one person's vote.
Dude.
Oh, wow.
So.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Well, we have... our 26 finalists.
Before we go into that, could we just review who we are leaving behind in the second semifinal?
All right, Danny, warm the pipes up.
I will say...
He's not going to sing the song.
Didn't qualify are going to be awful, but just like, as soon as you say Serbia, I'm going to heave a sigh of relief.
I thought you were going to sing the song, though. Are you not singing
the song? Hasta la vista, Serbia! Your song was really bad, so you deserve this.
Jeez. All right, in... vaguely alphabetical order, we do say goodbye, sadly, to Albania, Estonia, Finland, Georgia, Latvia, Moldova, Portugal, and Danny, Serbia.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm picking on Serbia. It wasn't the worst song of this semifinal by far, but I would have just been mad if it went through and like Austria got shafted out of it. Who got the 0 points?
You never know.
Who got the 0 points, Eric? Tell us.
You collectively guessed all three nul points between the two semis.
Oh, I did. Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Did Croatia get 0 points?
No. Okay. Croatia, Estonia, and Portugal.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Portugal.
So, guys, out of those three, what was the best of the nul pointers?
I'd say Portugal.
Estonia.
I'd say Estonia, actually.
I'd say Portugal.
I listened to Estonia before Portugal. Ooh.
Croatia.
Something other than that from Ugo.
Remind me Croatia's song.
Exactly.
I'll say Ugo was a better performer than Marie from Portugal.
Elisa,
sorry.
Yeah, you were so close.
What was Croatia's even called?
Divli Vietri.
Oh, that's right. Oh, man.
Oh, I kind of like the Portuguese feel of Portugal. But, like, I just... What Love is just such a bland song. And, like, he was fun on the Eurovision home concert that he did.
Hmm.
He did a weird cover of Euphoria that I really kind of enjoyed.
I loved it, actually. I loved it.
I'm excited to see if he comes back to Estee Lauder next year.
Yeah. I really don't like that song, but I really like him a lot more than I would have thought.
When I listened to it again in front of my roommates, they compared it to Christian rock.
That's fair.
Yeah, I could see it.
Oh, yeah. He has definitely a bit of a Christian rock.
Yeah, also his appearance looks very cool pastor.
Yeah.
He did have that cameo at Christian Mingle, the movie.
Oh, wow.
The scene where they go to Steaks and Cakes on their first date.
So, Eric, read us off. So give us the automatic five, our host country, and the countries that have qualified.
Our 26 countries in the 12 points from America grand American final are Armenia, Australia, Austria, Azerbaijan, Belgium, Bulgaria, Czech Republic, Denmark, France, Germany, Greece, Iceland, Ireland, Italy, Lithuania, Malta, Netherlands, North Macedonia, Norway, Poland, Russia, San Marino, Spain, Switzerland, Ukraine, and the United Kingdom. This is going to be a great final. We don't even know how it's going to work.
I think Armenia is literally the only one that I didn't expect. Everything kind of worked out rather predictably on my end.
A little bit surprised by the presence of North Macedonia, but knowing you, Danny, I really shouldn't have been too surprised.
I gave it seven, I think.
good times.
Okay.
So we are going to kick this can forward for another week, and then we will reveal... us? Yeah. Extending a theme longer than you expected to be going? Yeah, us? Never.
I think there's a lot of other things we could get into on that conversation as well.
I agree.
So
we are pulling out all the stops for our Grand Final Spectacular, which will be available next week. It'll be released in the day before we would have had our Grand Final in Rotterdam. So you can listen to us instead.
Well, we do really appreciate you guys listening to us from wherever you are listening. Feel free to hit us up on social media, like we said before, at Twitter or Facebook at 12pointsUSA, or you can email us directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you.
I agree.
Nice.
Zoom. I'm telling you, Zoom podcasting is where it's at if you want awkward silences.
I want to hear messages about who I offended. I haven't heard it yet. All we got was one message on Facebook for someone who actually thought that my joke about Belarus's singer looking like Mrs. Doubtfire was was actually funny.
That was really great. That was really actually quite a nice letter.
Shout out to, you know who you were.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Congratulations on being a friend of the show. Yeah. Anyway.
Come back next week to hear the winner who shouldn't have won, according to everyone but me, because I'll pick the right winner. until then, I've been Danny.
I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
And I've been Eric.
And America.
And America. Stop listening now. That was okay.
Oh, kitty. Pretty girl.
Mia. Mia. My goodness. Meow. Damn it. Am I going to get a second cat? I think I might.